The Jim Blossoms album, New Miserable Experience, changed my life. It was one of the most, it was just one of the greatest albums of all time. It, 1992, the rise to fame started then. They were on the charts for almost 3 years with singles Hey Jealousy, Allison Road, Until I Fall Away, Mrs. Rita, and Found Out About You, just to name a few. We played many of them on the roundtable panel this morning. The Jim Blossoms will be at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts on the 6th of March. Robin Wilson is the lead singer of the Jim Blossoms, and he joins us on the roundtable this morning. Robin, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Joe.
Hi, Joe. Good morning to you.
It's very nice to have you on the program. I appreciate it. And I was just saying that this this album, when New Miserable Experience came out, it was an album that just changed my life. And it was just such a part of, we were all talking about this earlier this morning when we were playing cuts off the album, of just how meaningful and how memorable it was for so many of us that grew up during that time. I assume you hear that all the time.
I do hear it from time to time, not all the time.
You should hear it more.
Like at the grocery store and the gym, people don't know who the hell I am, and they don't really care. So I don't really get that too often. But I do hear it from time to time, and there's really no way to describe just how rewarding it is to hear that, you know, because I'm in a band because that happened to me. You know, there were albums that came out that changed my life and sent me on this path. And I've always just wanted to be a part of that and to create that for people. And so it's, you know, especially with the perspective of time, you know, we're all in our 50s now. The band's been together for 32 years. And so, to have that legacy is incredible. And my son is in a band. His band was rehearsing here in my studio yesterday. And, you know, they can't help but, you know, respect me, the poor little SOBs, you know. They've got no choice. You know?
Right. Well, they now, are you a parent? I think you and I are just about the same age. Early 50s, and so when you have your kid and they're saying, oh, I want to do this, I want to have a band, and I want to, do you think, oh, go for it, or are you a little leery?
Oh, I definitely, I have a son, he's 18, he's a really great guitar player, and he's in a couple of different bands, and I definitely encourage it. You know, there's really nothing more rewarding than watching your kid follow in your footsteps and take up your greatest passion. So but you know, I knowing what I know what he's missing and what he, you know, what tools he needs to actually be able to do this. And so he's actually, today we're taking a tour of the college he's planning to go to next fall, and he's told me he wants to be a songwriter, so I'm insisting that he take English and literature. So you might think, oh, well, you should take music. Well, no, I want him to become a better reader and have a better command of language. If he expects to be able to be a songwriter, he's got to read more. So
what do you feel that you had in your toolkit that helped you reach the success you were able to reach?
Really great taste, you know, just fantastic taste. You know, I was inspired by, you know, so many of the greats, and I followed a certain path of rock and roll, you know, and it started for me with, well, I guess it started with like the Donnie and Marie show, and then I quickly, my taste quickly improved, and the first record I ever bought was A Night at the Opera by Queen.
Yeah.
And, you know, during high school, I went through a country phase, and I went through a metal phase, and I went through a new wave phase, and eventually I landed on stuff like Cheap Trick and Tom Petty and The Cars, The Cult, The Smiths, R.E.M., you know, The Smithereens, and, you know, just been pursuing that avenue of rock and roll ever since. So.
It seems, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but you when you look at the Gin Blossoms, you really have never, it's not like you're getting back together. You've really never stopped doing what you, what you're doing, right? I mean, you've been together since the inception.
Well, for 32 years, yeah, but there was a five-year period where we had broken up. Between 97 and 2001, we weren't really working. We were in other bands, and we got back together again in 2001. And we had lost a lot of momentum, so we spent the 2000s having to kind of rebuild our brand. And there were some pretty dark days. We played a lot of auto dealership parking lots in the 2000s. And eventually we sort of crawled out of that, and it's been building for us ever since about 2010. And in 2012 we did the Summerland tour with Everclear and Sugar Ray, and then in 2013 we did the Under the Sun tour with Smash Mouth and Sugar Ray. And pretty much since then we've kind of been right at the top of the middle, you know. We're like a mid-level band. We're solidly established as a mid-level group. We got enough cachet to continue to do this and to make a living and to get on the radio and stuff. But you know, we're not so huge that it's a problem, you know.
But you seem comfortable with that.
Well, I am. Yeah, I mean, I've been at it for a while, so I'm pretty realistic about our place in the grand scheme of things. So, I'm glad to be able to do this. There's sometimes I look at other groups that we play with, our peers, and I think, man, I wish we got paid as much as them. and then I look at other groups that we're friends with and tour with, and I think, well, we're getting paid a lot more than those guys. So, right. You know, everything's relative. And as I said, you know, just be able to have the legacy, a catalog of music that people care about, be able to do real shows. It's really awesome to be here after all this time and to still be able to work at this level.
How important is new music for you and the other members of the group?
Oh, relatively important. You know, we do it for ourselves. You know, because people don't really buy records anymore. So, we do it because it comes naturally to us, and we'd be writing songs regardless. But, we released a record a couple of years back or two summers ago. It's really one of our best albums ever. It's called Mixed Reality. I'm super proud of it, and it's great to be able to add new material to the set that can hold up to the classic stuff.
So what does the set list look like when you take the stage of the Mahawi on March 6th? What can folks expect Friday night?
I think we're mostly going to do metal covers and some lesbian bluegrass.
There you go.
There'll be a lot of explosions and pyrotechnic effects and stuff. So
don't tease our listeners.
It's a big, big show. We don't overthink things. We play all our classic material. We dig up some of the B-sides from the early days, and we're doing a handful of new songs as well. So, like I say, it's great to have new material that holds up and fits in the set.
The Gin Blossoms will be at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts on Friday, the 6th of March. You can find out more information by going to mahawi.org, mahawi.org. I assume you have never performed at the Mahawi before.
I wouldn't know, but I gotta assume we played everywhere already.
Yeah.
So what happens is we get to the venue, and at least one guy in the band goes, "Oh yeah, I remember this place."
Yeah,
you know, and the rest
inevitable.
Of us are like, "What? We played here?" And you'll get to the hotel and you'll go, "Oh yeah, we stayed here before." You know, oh okay.
It'll all come flooding back to you. Well, the Gin Blossoms at the Mehewi, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, Friday, March 6th, mehewi.org. Robin Wilson, a great pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much for being on the show.
You too, Joe.
Thank you for
my
all the
pleasure.
Great music.
I'd love to mention we got a big tour coming up next summer. We're going to be out with Toad the Wet Sprocket and Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, that's a good
one. Most of the summer. So we're pretty psyched about that. And then I also just want to brag a little bit. I've been singing for the Smithereens for about a year now, and
yes,
we're working on new material for a Smithereens record, and that's pretty awesome. So,
well, that's fantastic. All good stuff. I thank you so much for sharing with us. Have a great time on the road, and when you come back around, we'll talk to you again.
Looking forward. Thanks a
lot. Excellent.
Rock away.
Thank you very much.